I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, people with dogs know that letting their pets run loose may put them in violation of local leash laws, not to mention putting their best friends in danger. But they want a safe place where they can take their dogs to run and play off-leash. That's the idea behind dog parks. A dog park is an enclosed place for dogs and their owners to meet and interact. Just like any community facility, there are things you should do and things you should not do at a dog park. First, know and obey the rules of the park. They're probably posted at the entrance. Second, pick up after your dog. You know what I mean. Take a couple of baggies with you in case the park doesn't supply scoopers. Third, make sure your pet is up to date on its vaccinations before you let it interact with other animals. And keep your dog on its leash anytime you are outside the off-leash area. First on the list of things not to do, never leave your dog unattended. If your pet or someone else's dog becomes unfriendly, you need to be there to prevent a confrontation. Don't take a pet that is too young, usually less than 4 months old, because its immune system is not fully developed. Never take a female dog in heat, and avoid eating or smoking while you're there. Food wrappers and cigarette butts not only litter the area, but can cause digestive problems for animals that might eat them. If you're in the Tuscaloosa area, check out the Will-May Dog Park, part of Sokol Park on Watermelon Road, for the annual Bark in the Park event, beginning today at 10 o'clock. There will be live music, food trucks, a children's play area, and dogs available for adoption. There's no entrance fee, and you can bring your best doggy friend with you, on a leash, of course. Bark in the Park is an annual fundraising event by the Tuscaloosa Association of Realtors. Proceeds will go to maintain and even improve the Will-May Dog Park for all residents, especially the furry ones, when you're speaking of pets.